Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and welcome back to my podcast, Dichos. If you're joining me for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back, muchísimas gracias. Guys, I've gotten so much feedback from y'all, so much good feedback. Buenas vibras y eso me encanta. Thank you so much for allowing me to share this creative space with you. Y estos momentos que en mi vida que yo he pasado that have taught me, you know, these life lessons that I just didn't realize until I became an adult and I realized that these dichos came true. Yep, they all came true, or most of them at least. And it's kind of crazy, you know, to think about it. But, you know, also I want to share these dichos just because es algo muy bello de nuestra cultura, you know, just as a Mexican culture and our heritage. These dichos come down from, you know, generations of generations, passed down from generations to generations. And so I want to be able to share these, you know, to maybe hopefully continue this, you know, tradition and share with the younger generation, porque como que ya estoy vieja, ¿no? Ya estoy muy, bueno, no estoy vieja, pero estoy ya. I'm getting there. Ah, I can't believe I'm this old already. But that's another story. Así que let's get right into it. Let me share story time. This dicho deals with adaptation. And so te voy a contar de la primera vez que me despidieron. The first time and the only time I've ever gotten fired from my big girl job. Yep, that's right, guys. I got fired from my big girl job, and fue una lección grandísima para mí. I learned so much, just so many things came out of that, but I will share this with you. So the dicho goes, a fuerza ni los zapatos entran. So let me repeat that again. A fuerza ni los zapatos entran. And so if you translate this to English, basically saying, even if you force the shoes on, they're still not going to fit. And so if you think about it, you know, we dissect it. It's just some things that are just naturally meant to be. And some things that even if you force them, they're just not going to work out in the end because it's been forced. And so that's basically what happened with my situation. Así que, story time. Let me start from the very beginning since I can give you a little bit of background. When I was in college, I got a really good opportunity to work for a television station. And so I stayed there for a few years. I took the opportunity because it was just really good not for me to take. Let's be honest, right? Who doesn't want to work for television? It just sounds so glamorous. And so me being a communications major, se me abrió esta puerta. Y aunque no quería tomar el trabajo desde el principio, porque, to be honest, I wanted to go into writing and writing articles for a magazine or a newspaper. Y no sabía nada de televisión y la verdad no me llamaba la atención. Así que when I went into television, or when I got this opportunity to work for television, it wasn't exactly what I wanted, but I still took it because it's in the communications field and I think I would, you know, learn a lot from it. And I did. So I ended up staying at this TV spot, TV job for 5 years. Y aprendí muchísimo. You know, I learned so much. I learned things that I, you know, didn't learn in school because, again, I was not, you know, a media major. Pero así que I was really excited, you know, when I came out of this with the whole new skill set, right? And so I felt like I had outgrown and this job, and I, you know, kind of reached the end where I wanted, where I was satisfied to, you know, where I was at. And so I was on the verge of graduating with my master's from college, and I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to go elsewhere and spread my wings. Okay, so here I am on a, you know, find myself in a dilemma porque se me abrió otra puerta, you know, I got an opportunity to work for a financial advisor. Y again, it's not exactly reading or writing or anything to do with newspaper or magazine, pero, you know, it was really good pay. And so, coming from a Mexican family, así como especialmente en Mexico, you know, it's about the social statuses And just like the mentality over there, it's very ambitious, you know. Así que they measure the level of success based on, you know, what type of job you have, how much money you make, you know, el tipo de carro, la casa, las vacaciones, la ropa, you know, it's just a very superficial world, to be honest with you. Así que yo vengo de ese mundo, you know, con la familia de México es así. And so, you know, the way they measure success was very different from the way I was raised here with my dad. And so, with my dad, he was a little bit more lenient on me following my passion as opposed to me following the money. Pero con mi mamá y con todos los demás, it was the opposite. And so when I got the opportunity to work for the financial advisor, I almost felt like obligated to take this job because at that point I had already felt like a failure, you know, like I was disappointing my family porque I was about to graduate with my master's and I didn't have anything to show for it. O sea, no tenía ni carro lujoso ni del año, you know, I didn't have a house. I mean, granted, I have a house, but I didn't have a house that I bought with my own money. And so, I wanted to do these things, you know, I wanted to be able to travel and do all these things and like be able to help my mom out. Las cosas con cuales crecemos, right? Creyendo que we're supposed to do, like, you know, you grow up and get a good job and help your family out. And so that's basically what I wanted to do, but I was not in a position to do so because working for television, I did not get paid really well. I did not get paid well. Vamos a decir que es un estilo de vida glamorosa, pero de otra forma, you know, like it's really exciting and no 2 days are alike and it's fun and creative and passionate, but when you're at the bottom, you don't get paid very well. And it's not until, you know, maybe your executive level that you know, start to see the results, you know. Pero I wasn't there. I was just starting out, así que you can imagine my lifestyle was just okay. Y entonces, como te digo, I felt kind of like I disappointed my family at that time. Y cuando se me presentó esta oportunidad de trabajar con este financial advisor, I thought I'd take it because it was really good money. I was going to make three times more than I was getting paid at the television station. And so, ya me estaba imaginando, you know, mi estilo de vida iba a cambiar. I was going to be in a better financial position to be able to do more things for me and for my family. Así que I took the job. I took the job y aunque yo sabía, you know, initially I knew that this was most likely not a good fit for me. Todavía tomé el trabajo porque yo quería, you know, I wanted to prove that I was successful. And so, tomé el trabajo. And so the first week, I got through the first week. Let me, you know, tell you about the job. So I was getting hired to be the marketing coordinator for this financial advising firm. Y no sabía mucho de ese mundo, you know, even though I had a background in banking because I had worked at the bank for a few years as well, or a bank for a few years. I did have the business background. I just did not know about financial advising. So basically, I had to relearn or just go to college and learn how to be a financial advisor, immerse myself in that world. Tuve que tomar exámenes, you know. I had to shadow financial advisors and basically learn how to become one in order for me to be able to market it, you know, correctly the way I wanted to. And so, that being said, it was a really small office, and there was four of us, including the boss. And so the boss was the financial advisor was hardly ever there, but the other three of us were always there. And so he would pay us really well to work 11 hours per day. If you wanted to stay and work 13, he would pay those additional hours double. And so a lot of us would stay and work 13, 14 hours, you know. And so they were really long days. Así que te imaginas, we got really comfortable with one another. Pero la cosa es que in the inside, even though I was making really good money, when I would see the paychecks, and of course I was happy, you know, because I was able to pay off a lot of bills and do things you know, buy things and splurge and stuff like that, you know. Pero inside, I was dying. I was miserable. Y yo sabía que me estaba forzando a hacer algo que no era yo. Like, it really wasn't me. I'm forcing myself to be this person that I'm really not, you know. Pero again, I didn't want to disappoint my family. I didn't want to disappoint my mom or my brother. They looked at me. I could see how proud they were. Lo veían los ojos de ellos. And they were incredibly proud of me. Así que I stuck with it. And so after the first month, I was like, okay, it's not so bad, right? Pero then I started kind of, how do I say this? Not resenting my job, but kind of being like my attitude changed, mi mentalidad. I wouldn't want to go to work. Guys, I felt like those memes that constantly complain about it being Monday. I felt Mondays. I definitely felt Mondays. Unlike when I worked on television, it didn't matter if it was Monday, Tuesday, or Saturday. Like, I wanted to go to work. It was just fun. Pero aquí sentía los días. I couldn't wait until Friday. I was that person who would constantly complain about their job. And so I felt myself just kind of changing, I felt my light, going out, like just dimming. And I don't want to be that person, but a la misma vez, again, I didn't want to disappoint anyone else. So I stuck with it. And after the first month, it was fine. After the second month, I think we got too comfortable with one another, everyone. And so the true colors started coming out of, my coworkers. My coworkers were awesome. I can't complain about that. Pero los colores de mi jefe, they started coming out. And so I realized he was a jerk. He was, let's be honest, he was a real jerk. He was racist and a jerk. And no puedo creer que toleré tanto. No puedo creer que la gente con quien no, yo trabajaba también toleró todo eso. But hay unas cosas que a veces nos sacrificamos, ¿verdad? Por el dinero. And so, but me being Mexican, I have a little bit more di dignidad, y no dejo que alguien me diga algo que no es y que no estoy de acuerdo o insult me or anything que sea ofensivo, right? Así que by the second month, his colors came out, and so they were accusing him of being racist and stuff like that. And he had the audacity to say, tell this person, oh, I'm not racist, I hired Martha. I was like, oh my God, he did not just say that. Like, o sea, el güey acaba de decir que me ocupó por ser mexicana. I mean, he's basically insinuating he hired me because I'm Mexican. Because everyone else is, white here. And he's like, I put Martha on the website. I was like, what the, what does that even mean? You put me on the website. Oh my God. I was so offended. I was so angry. Pero I kept my mouth shut. It was only the second month there, and I was like, okay, Martha, you can make it. It's not the first time you worked with, jerks or a-holes, and especially coming from, television world, you work with the egos, different egos. Aparte de que como trabajaba en el banco, I got used to like older white men, kind of running business, and so, it wasn't new to me, and I just kind of kept my mouth shut and I just kept on working. But it was towards the end of the third month that my attitude totalmente cambió. I started not giving a damn. I started being more honest with my boss. I started talking back, and I think he kind of was a little sorprendido por eso, porque no esperaba. Like, I think my Mexican side came out, I was like professional Martha for the first 3 months, y luego ya después 3 meses me harto. I was like, I'm done, I'm over this. O sea, me vas a oír porque me vas a oír. And so, what happened was that part of my duties was to schedule some of his appointments for his clients. So, I scheduled an appointment for him. He was out of town, so he would go and visit potential clients, go visit with them in their office, visit them. Sometimes like in West Texas, South Texas, around the Texas regions. And so they were all like, mostly professors at universities, doctors, of that nature. So what he sold was education retirement funds. And so those were his clients, right? Así que I scheduled one of the clients, like I was supposed to. Pero luego habló el doctor diciendo que he wasn't going to be able to make it, and so he asked me to cancel it, which I did, and it was a day before that he was supposed to meet with the financial advisor. Así que I put it, I canceled it on the shared calendar that the financial advisor and everyone had remote access to. Así que I did what I was supposed to do. Pero lo que pasa con el señor, the financial advisor, es que no checó su calendario. He didn't check his calendar the next day. And so he didn't see that the, appointment had already been canceled. And he ended up going to the doctor's office. And so the doctor was there, granted, but he was a little upset because he told the financial advisor, "I called your office and let them know that I wasn't going to be able to meet with you because, I have another meeting." And so now I have to push this meeting back because you're here. And so they still met, pero yo creo que como que se molestó el doctor y eso se mo luego obviamente se molestó el financial advisor. I mean, it didn't look good, right, on him. Pero, o sea, no fue mi culpa. El güey no checó su calendario. And he's like, that's the one thing you do every morning, right? Especially if you know you're going to have an appointment. But that's besides the point. Anyways, no checó su calendario. And so when he got out, he was really, really upset. Sent me a rude email, basically insulting me and putting me down, saying that I'm even lucky that he hired me porque desde el principio, before I got hired, I had to take tests. I had to take four different tests. So I took a diligence test, I took a math test, I took a reading and writing test. Y I passed all of them except for the math test. O sea, I aced all of them except for the math. I failed miserably in the math. And he graded it like any other test, like they grade. I don't know what their grading system was like. Pero, o sea, yo vi que 100, 100, 100, y luego, I don't even want to tell you what my grade was in the math. And I was like, oh man, I kind of expected that, porque no soy esa persona. I'm not a numbers person. I'm not a math girl. Don't ask me anything about that world. Ask me to edit your paper or write a research paper. I can do that. Pero no me digas que te haga las cuentas, porque no. Así que, it wasn't a surprise when I filled in. But he threw that in my face and said, like, you're lucky I hired you. I only hired you because, you were really good at reading and writing. And in my head, I was like, yeah, right. You hired me because I'm Mexican, because you're being accused of being racist. Now I know that, Pero no le dije nada al señor. And, but I did let him know. I go, mira. I mean, in English, I was like, look, I am not your personal assistant. I don't appreciate you treating me this way, talking to me this way, and I don't like the email. Your email is very condescending and rude, and any professional person would, especially a position in leadership, would not talk to their employee like this. And so I guess he got a little upset, el señor, que no sé si, maybe no one's ever talked to him like this, I don't know. Pero he got really mad and he basically fired me over the phone. He told me, leave, your key at the end of the day and don't come back, you're fired. Y sabes qué? Yo estaba bien con eso. I was fine with that. I was like, I don't even want to come back to this miserable job, porque en primer lugar, ¿quién va a querer trabajar con este señor, Segundo lugar, you shouldn't treat people that way. No one's going to want that. That's the culture is what makes the workplace, and the culture was already bad with this guy in leadership, En tercer lugar, I'm not going to be used, just I'm not going to be that person you use to diversify your organization, I just did not want to put myself in that position. Así que I was happy to leave. He fired me. I hung up the phone. All, the other three members that were there, co-workers of mine, asked me what happened. And I was like, oh, he fired me. And they're like, oh my God, like, call him back. Call him back. You can totally get your job back. He does that all the time. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean he does that all the time? O sea, el güey siempre hace eso y la gente lo tolera. I am not calling him back. ¿Cómo crees que voy a llamarle para atrás y rogarle a este señor que me dé el trabajo? No. Like, yo tengo dignidad, I have a little bit of dignity and I am going to walk out of here because I'm not going to tolerate this. Like, I am not calling him back, guys. I don't need this job that bad, okay? I will, y'all are great to work with, pero ese señor, no. O sea, como que no. I don't need that negativity in my life, right? And so I ended up leaving. I didn't even wait until the end of the day. Con mucho gusto me fui, le dejé la llave y sabes qué, me valió. Así como la canción de Maná, me vale. And so I never looked back after that. But to kind of like wrap this story up, let me tell you that he did call back a few weeks later and try to rehire me. Porque el señor así era, and they told me that that's the way he was. Y como una mexicana con dignidad, mujer, I did not accept a job. I was like, no, te puedes meter este trabajo por donde ya sabes. And so I walked away. I was like, I do not want to work, you know, for your company. Thank you very much and goodbye. And so that was that. I got fired from my big girl job. And now I had to go and confront my mom and let her know that I didn't even last there 6 months. I didn't even last there that long because me corrieron del trabajo. And so imagine like trying to go to your Mexican mom y diciéndole estas cosas. I mean, I had come from a job in television where I had been there like 5 years to a job in financial advising. Didn't even last 6 months. Así que it was a little bit embarrassing. I had to suck up my, you know, fear and face my mom and let her know that, pues como que me corrieron del trabajo, you know. But you know what? I explained it to her. Sabes que yo no iba a tolerar eso. Nobody's in my shoes. You cannot judge me. I don't expect you to understand. I don't want anyone to ever be in my position. And I think anyone in my position would probably do, you know, the same as me. Así que está bien, you know, Diosito siempre me ayuda. I may be out of a job, but, you know, I'll make it through. And so lesson learned, ¿verdad? Yo, porque la niña fuerza quería forzar algo que no era, aparentar que algo que no soy, the result, it didn't come out, you know, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. It didn't come, you know, I should have just let things flow naturally and maybe would have stayed at my other job or, you know, maybe go in a different direction that I knew would be a better fit for me, pero no. Así que te digo, no vayas a forzar las cosas. Como el dicho dice, a fuerza ni los zapatos entran. Así que if it's not for you, if it's not a good fit, and you know it's not a good fit, do not go for it. Don't do it. Porque mira, cosas así pueden pasar. And even though they're life lessons, you know, now I know, right? Now I know not to go into finance porque obvio no es para mí. But, ¿qué es lo que tuvo que pasar, you know? Traté de forzar el zapato and nope, no entró. Así que, I hope you enjoyed this story, you know, and this dicho de la semana. Let me know your feedback, comments. Be sure to follow me on social media. On Facebook, you can find the handle at Dichos Pod. On Instagram, you can find the handle at Dichos Podcast. And I hope to share another dicho with you next week, guys. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you next week with another dicho and another story. Bye. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs porque me encanta las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, you know, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.